Today we begin a new series. The series that we are going to be learning about for the next few weeks are the Big Day Kahuna of the Kohen Gadol. There are many, many Geshmak Hasichas of the Rebbe connected to the Big Day Kahuna. And we are going to go through step by step the different Biurim of the Rebbe on the Shmoyne Begodim, the Eight Begodim of the Big Day Kahuna of the Kohen Gadol. Before we get into the details, I want to first correct a misconception, because at one point, there was one time that I gave a series about the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. Last year and the previous year, we went through a series about the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, the Menorah, the Aron, different Kalim. And there were those that heard the Shiurim, and they said, where do you see that the Rebbe wants us to learn about the Beis HaMikdash? Learn Gula Moshiach. What does Gula Moshiach have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? So, obviously, it's a shtickle amaratzis, in my opinion. Like, what does Gula Moshiach have to do with the Beis HaMikdash is a shaila that you have to ask yourself if it makes sense as it comes out of your mouth. The Beis HaMikdash is an integral part of Geula, and Mashiach is going to build the Beis HaMikdash. Uboin HaMikdash Bimkoyma is one of the Pulois of Melech HaMashiach. In addition to that, we find that the Rebbe clearly speaks about learning about the Beis HaMikdash and what happens in the Beis HaMikdash. There is a Sicha in Shabbos Parshas Ve'eschanon Tezayin Menachemov Tov Shinun Aleph. It was a very, very geshmak of Abrengen. At that point, the Rebbe was speaking about the Kinnus HaShluchim that was taking place in Russia after the fall of communism, and the Shluchim went and they visited the Kvarim of Rabbi Seinu Nisienu. They were going to the Kever of Reb Levick. And for the Rebbe, the fact that the Shluchim of Nisidereinu could have a Kinnus HaShluchim in Russia after 70 years of persecution was Yemois HaMashiach Mamish. And that week in Pirkei Yovis was Perek Shlishi. And Perek Shlishi starts off with Akavya ben Malal al Oimer. Akavya, the son of Malal, says, Histakel b'shloisha dvorim veinat aboli de aveira. If you think about these three things, you won't come to do an aveira. And there's the shaila is, b'chlal, why do we need that introduction? As the Chazal say, Minyana Lomali. Why do I need a number? Stakel b'shloisha dvarim. We're about to enumerate three things. What do we need this statement of Istakel b'shloisha dvarim? And the Rebbe is Mechadish, and this is a big chidush, that Merum is over here is a whole different idea. And that is that if you ask someone, what's the way not to come to an Aveira? They're going to answer, Da me'ayim basa, lo nato hoylech, ulefnei miyad osa litin din v'cheshben. That's what the Mishnah says. But the Rebbe says, hinted in the Mishnah is another rule. And that is, if you do istakel b'shloisha dvarim itself, einat aboli de Aveira, you're not going to do an Aveira. What is the avoid of istakel b'shloisha dvarim? What is that avoid in itself? Not an introduction to the other avoid. What is this avoid of istakel b'shloisha dvarim? Says the Rebbe, Shemoira ala iyun v'hisboinus ba'amoka yaseira. Istakel means a deep, look. Be'inyin ha-geula ha-shlishis, learning about the geula ha-shlishis, u'beis ha-migdash ha-shlishi, learning about the beis ha-migdash ha-shlishi, you have an iyun and a yisboinus in the geula ha-shlishis, and the beis ha-migdash ha-shlishi, with a deep tzepiya for achakle b'chol yom she'yovai, and when you have that learning about Moshiach, which is the shloisha dvarim, the gula shlishi, is based on migdash shlishi. So then, payela shleimus b'chol inyani avoida. You get everything. Who's going to come to do an aveda if you're living with Mashiach. That's the Nekuda. If you're living with the time of the Eibishter, if you're living with the time that the Eibishter's presence is going to be revealed in the world, you're not going to only not do an Aveda, you're not going to come Lidei Aveda. What's the difference between Aveda and Yidei Aveda? Aveda is the Aveda Bepoil. Usually, before you do an Aveda Bepoil, you end up being in a circumstance that leads to an Aveda. There's a famous thing, they speak to people that have addictions or other things. Basically, let's say when a person is with a certain friend, they do something bad, let's say drinking, the guy's addicted to drinking. When he sits with his friend, so he drinks. The Eitzah is not to sit with him and not drink. Don't put yourself in the circumstance that's going to lead to that. Go a step back. That's the Lidei Aveda, right? There's the Aveda itself, and there's Yidei Aveda, things that are the handles that lead to an Aveda. Someone that lives with Moshiach, Histakel B'Shloish Advarim, not just does he not do an Aveda, he doesn't do Lidei Aveda. He doesn't even get to the step which leads to the Aveda, the handle, the hands, the step that precedes the Aveda, because you're living with Moshiach. What does that mean usually in Avodas Hashem? Aveda is Taivis Iser. You do something that's forbidden. What would you say is Lidei Aveda? Taivis Heter, right? You say, as Achsher, you're going to do Taivis Heter. Taivis Heter starts getting you into the mode of fulfilling your Taivis. If you start giving into Taivis Heter, which has a good Hechsher, 100% permissible, but you're doing it Mitzada Taiva, Taivis Heter is the handle that leads you to Taivis Iser. What's going to stop a Yid from doing Taivis Heter? L'choyt, if it's allowed, finally something that I'm allowed, we should do. I once had somebody who lived in this community, and he was a big mechanech here. And I asked him, what are the two tools that you use to motivate your Talmidim? So he told me, the two tools to be successful in being mechanech Talmidim are instilling in them gaiva and taiva. It's a true story. I said, what? He said, you tell them that if they learn, they'll be a gadol. You give them a gaiva, and you give them a good food for if they, you know, give sudas if they're matzliach. He said, we finally have two things which are permitted, gaiva and taiva. So if you give it to them, that's the two tools we have to matzliach and chinuch. I'm like, wow, he said, that's very interesting, because in our chinuch system, the two things that we look to take away from the talmidim are gaiva and taiva. So we have a different system of how to be mechanech. But the idea is that taivis heter is, if once a person gets used to consuming and just giving in, indulging himself, even in taivis heter, that it's a very clear passageway to taivis iser. Someone that lives with Moshiach, not, for sure he's not going to do taivis iser, but he's so involved with Mashiach, well, he doesn't want to do Taivis Heter, because Taivis Heter makes him dull and makes him totally non-sensitive to the Nyanim Ruchnim of the future of Yomois HaMashiach. But what, again, my main point is, what does the Rebbe say in order to, what's the Istakel B'Shloish HaDvarim? Those are the Geula Shlishis and the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. And therefore, in my opinion, when someone learns about the Avoid and the Beis HaMikdash, when somebody learns about the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, when someone learns about the Big Day Kahuna of the Beis HaMikdash, this is all part of Limud Gula Mashiach. You're living with the Beis HaMikdash. You're living with the future. We are all anxiously anticipating the Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. In the Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, we're going to have a Kohen Gadol. And that Kohen Gadol is going to have Big Day Kuna Shmoyne Begodim. And we know Chazal say, Pasuk says, V'atem Tiyuli Mamleches Kehanim V'goy Kodesh. And Chazal say, Kehanim G'doylin. It means, Be'etzem, every Yid is is on the darga of a Kohen Gadol. That doesn't mean that we're all going to wear Shmoyne Begodim, but the idea is that Yidden are all on the darga of a Kohen Gadol. V'asher l'chein, the series which we're going to go through, the Big Day Kohuna, Sai Begashmi is about the Big Day Kohuna, and the Rebbe Sichas on the Big Day Kohuna, the idea is that it should give us a inspiration to want to live with the Beis HaMikdash. This is especially appropriate as we begin Parshas Tetzaveh, and hence the inspiration behind the series. Because obviously in Parshas Truma, we speak about the Klei HaMikdash, the Menorah, the Mizbeach. And in Parshas Tetzaveh, we learn about the Big Day Kohuna. And again, that's repeated in Parshas Pekudei. So these are the weeks where we learn about the Klei HaMikdash and the Big Day Kohuna. So while in a previous year we went through the different Klei HaMikdash, the idea and the goal of this series is to go through the Big Day Kohuna. And it's amazing that the Kohen Gadol of our generation, the Rebbe, has pushed biyurim, chidushim, nefloim in every keli of the Beis HaMikdash, and in the Big Day Kohuna, and the irois that we can take from it, mitamol, the Big Day Kohuna becomes sources of inspiration in our avodas Hashem. So Mirtz Hashem, we're going to go through the Gashmias a little bit about how the Begodim were made, just to give us an idea more about the Big Day, the Begodim itself, and as well as the Sichas of the Rebbe about the Big Day Kohuna.